only way you can survive is for each of you to claim your rightful place.
Everyone is tested to determine who we are and where we belong.
Your results were inconclusive.
That's impossible.
It's not impossible. It's just extremely rare. You're able to control and conquer your fears. They call it divergent.
You don't fit into a category. They can't control you.
Okay, here's the deal. The latest young adult sci-fi adaptation, Divergent, is so trying to be the next Hunger Games that it's almost pathetic. Borrowing film elements from everything from Harry Potter to The Matrix, this movie is horribly derivative and poorly made. The story follows a girl in a dystopian future who discovers she doesn't fit into the five rigidly separated castes of post-apocalyptic Chicago. Trying to hide in the warrior faction, she must save herself because everyone wants to kill her for her uniqueness. Why? Well, you're gonna have to wait about 2 hours into the film to find that out, and even then, it's a flimsy plotline at best. Divergent is not the Hunger Games. It's no Harry Potter. Heck, it's not even at least as targeted as the Twilight movies. Instead, it plays like last year's Dreadful The Host, with an embarrassingly dumbed-down political framework, a woefully simplified version of human nature, and painfully coincidental plot points. Divergent is all about the amazing nature of being different, but sadly, there's nothing unique or innovative in this film at all. Divergent gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.